We're proud to be the soundtrack of family road trips everywhere.
I'm having some trouble gaining intellectual stimulation from watching miles of corn pass before my eyes.
And now an exclusive episode from the Odyssey Adventure Club. This is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey, where wonder, excitement, and discovery are just around the corner. Are you ready? Come on, let's go for another Adventure in Odyssey.
So fast.
I'm going as slow as I can. Mama needs water right away.
But can't we rest a minute?
We just left the house. You're getting worse, Michael.
I am not.
You are. You used to make it to the river without stopping.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
The doctor will come to the village soon. Mama and Papa will take you to see him.
They don't have any money left. I overheard them talking by the fire last night, after they thought I was asleep. Father said he could sell our last goat. But where would we get milk? They cannot do that, Sisi.
They're going to do whatever they need to do.
We don't have enough as it is. They can't afford a boy like me who can't help with anything. I can't even get water.
Stay here and rest. I'll get the water and come back.
You cannot carry it on your own.
I'll be fine.
Father cannot sell his goats. I am not worth it.
Oh, look at that. That must be Nairobi.
Oh! It looks like any other big city from up here.
Well, wait until we land. You'll see the difference immediately.
Yeah, especially when we get to the village.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you guys so much for taking us all on this trip.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome. I'm really glad we get to go as a family. How about you, Camilla?
Huh? Oh, yeah. I think it'll be fun. I hope there are things I can do to help, though.
Well, it looks like you've gotten pretty good at knitting.
Uh-huh.
20 hours practicing on a plane will get you good at anything.
You're telling me. I went through 3 Technology Today magazines, Dad's Auto World Weekly, a Fly Mall catalog, and Mom's Knitting Manual. By the way, I think you dropped a stitch, Camilla.
What?
The mission trips I've taken have been life-changing, and compassion is helping so many kids. It'll be great to work alongside them.
Well, hey, it's a nice change of pace from my cat washing business. I mean, that's for sure.
I wonder if those scratch marks in your arm will ever heal.
Hey, it's worth it. I mean, I raised all the money I need for youth camp this year, plus a few extra dollars to spare.
You did? Me too.
Yeah, but mowing lawns only made you sweat. I shed blood.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Oh, wait. This is the perfect chance to grab some footage for my documentary.
Oh, video. Right now, I look like an unmade bed.
You always look like that, Dad.
Oh.
Okay, this will be the best What Did You Do This Summer video Odyssey Middle School has ever seen. It already has action and adventure.
Action?
Yeah, Dad's driving to the airport.
Hey!
So, okay, Mom, what do you hope will happen on this trip?
Well, I hope our whole family learns about how people around the world live and about our responsibility to help others. But personally, of course, I hope that God uses my skills as a nurse to make a difference.
Mm.
Oh, Dad?
I'm excited about working on building the new school. I even got some new tools to bring along, really nice ones.
Matthew?
Well, I'm looking forward to helping out with the computer system. I'll be doing some upgrades for them. But what I'm really looking forward to seeing is a monkey.
A monkey?
Yeah,
like...
How can you go to Africa and not see a monkey?
Don't ask me, because I don't know what I'll be doing. Maybe you could knit pants or something.
Yeah, great idea.
Well, you could help me with the Bible school I'm heading up. You like kids, right?
I am a kid. Of course I like them.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're beginning our final descent into Nairobi, Kenya. Please turn off all electronic equipment.
That would be you, Olivia.
Oh, right.
The Parker family's African adventure is about to begin.
Yeah.
Seat backs and tray tables.
Kenya. I'm Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. Oh, I'm Ava, and this is my husband, David, and our kids, Olivia, Matthew, and Camilla.
Hi.
Hello. Nice.
Oh, we have talked so much by email, I feel like I already know you.
Oh, it's true. It's good to finally put a face with a name.
What's your job?
Well, you know that Compassion works through child sponsorships to get kids out of poverty.
Yes, we sponsored a couple of children ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great. We provide for some of the children's needs. Food, medical care, hygiene, education, Bible classes, things like that.
It's amazing that things are so poor here when Nairobi seemed pretty normal.
When I was in high school, I sponsored a girl who lived in a slum in Nairobi. There's poverty there as well.
Well, the lodge where you'll be staying is across the compound. You'll have access to a kitchen, indoor bathroom, and electricity. At least most of the time.
Where do we go to the bathroom the rest of the time?
Oh, no, I think she meant the electricity, Camilla.
Oh, good.
Well, if you'll just follow me, I'll take you there so you can get some rest.
Oh, no. We want to get straight to work, don't we, kids?
Yeah.
Are you sure you wouldn't rather wait until morning?
Absolutely. We're only here for a week, and we want to help out as much as we can.
Yep.
Well, all right, then. This way.
Cool.
Great, thank you.
And this is the recreation area. A lot of kids come here because it's a safe place to play.
Wave, guys.
Hi. They all seem so happy.
Well, they love visitors.
That's quite the river you have in your backyard.
You know, believe it or not, that's usually a trickling stream.
Oh.
It's been a record rainfall season for us. Many of the bridges have been washed out. We actually had to postpone the Bible school for a few weeks.
What? That's what I was supposed to do. I've been working on my lesson plans for weeks.
Oh, I'm sorry, Olivia. But we had to keep the safety of the children in mind. You see, crossing the river would be too dangerous.
Yeah, of course that makes sense.
Well, I'm sure there'll be plenty of things to do, Olivia.
And if not, I can teach you how to knit some pants.
Thanks, Camilla.
And this is the clinic.
Oh,
the power's out. Again.
It's empty. Aren't there people that need medical help?
I'm sure there are, but the flooding's kept many of them away.
I was hoping that I could help out and use my nursing skills.
Oh, you'll get the chance. We have a few moms who are due to deliver soon. Lila and Tula. It would be great if you could assist with their births.
I would love that. When I was studying up for our trip, I saw how far away the nearest hospital was, so I assumed they'd need medical help.
Wait, they don't have a hospital?
Well, there's one in the city center, but it takes a long time to get there. And even so, the people who live here can't afford it. We're fortunate to have a well-supplied clinic. We just got an x-ray machine last month. Oh, and in here is the cafeteria. We make one meal a day for the kids and their families.
What do you make?
Well, the closest thing that you've tasted is probably beans and rice, but without the flavoring.
So, not like Grandma makes it, then?
Not at all like Grandma makes it.
Oh, why are there buckets on the floor?
The storm damaged the roof, so we have a few leaks. Mm. We're still waiting for someone to come fix it.
Oh, I'd be happy to take a look at it. I've got new tools and everything.
He's been gathering them at home for over a month.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that would be great. There's a ladder leaning against the outside wall.
Perfect. Extreme Makeover Hot Edition coming right up.
Have fun. I guess I can get started upgrading the computers.
Ooh, not while the power's out, I'm afraid.
Don't you have a generator?
Yes, but it only kicks in for the medical equipment. There is not enough power to run anything else, not even the computers.
How long is the power usually out?
Hours, days, we never know. I'm sorry.
Rats.
Maybe you three should go out and meet the children in the recreation area.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay, sure. Just stay close.
Okay, we will.
We will.
See ya.
Have fun. So, Jessica, do you think we could go visit those moms now? Just to see how they're feeling.
You really are anxious to begin. Well, I have to take care of a few things here first, but then we can drive over. The homes aren't far.
Sounds great.
Look at those houses.
Oh.
One puff from the big bad wolf and it'd all be over.
Let's check them out.
Mom said to play with the kids.
We will in 5 minutes after we grab some video footage for my documentary, okay? Then we'll play with them.
Well, okay. I am a little curious. Should we see if Camilla wants to come too?
Nah, I mean, she's already talking to one of the girls. Come on.
Camilla.
Hello, I am Cece.
How's the game coming?
We are losing.
Could you use another player? I was an all-star on my soccer team back at home.
Soccer? What's that?
Isn't that the game you're playing? It looks like soccer.
It's called football.
No, football is totally different. They hike the ball and throw it down the field.
We kick the ball with our feet. That's why it's called football. Soccer should be something you play in socks.
I guess it does make more sense that way. Is that your doll?
Yes. Her name is Makari.
Why doesn't she have a head?
I lost it.
My dad says he loses his head sometimes, too.
What?
Yeah, sorry, bad joke.
So, do you want to play soccer with us?
How about we play football instead?
The houses are lined up near the river, where they probably get their drinking water. We'll zoom in for a closer look on how the Kenyan people live. Move over, Matthew.
I don't know, Olivia. This doesn't seem right.
What's wrong with it? We're not going inside the huts.
You're videotaping through windows.
They don't even have glass in them. And here we have what looks like three mats on the floor. It must be where they sleep. The huts are only one room. It looks like they cook their food over a fire outside.
Watch out for the chicken.
Okay, thanks. There are no bathrooms that I can see. One wooden chair and a small table with some bowls. It's hard to imagine fitting all of a family's belongings in one of these huts.
I can't even imagine trying to fit all your shoes into one of them.
Ha.
We should go back. It's been more than 5 minutes.
Okay, fine. Matthew, look!
What?
In the trees over there, a monkey!
A monkey? Where? I really want to see a monkey on this trip.
I know, there, across the river. Don't you see the branch moving?
Yeah, but I don't see a monkey. Let's get closer.
Well, you'll scare it away if you get too close.
He can't hear us over the sound of the river.
How do you know it's not a she-monkey?
Because it's not making any noise.
Very funny.
Point the camera at the trees. I'll try to get his attention.
Okay.
Here, little monkey. Here, little monkey.
Matthew, I don't think it's safe to walk on those rocks.
They're stable. See?
I guess. Hey, there it is.
Where? Whoa.
Be careful, Matthew. Matthew!
It's too deep.
Hold on, hold on. I'll find something to pull you out. There. Okay, I'm grab this branch.
I can't reach.
You have to, Matthew, grab it. Okay, good. Now just pull yourself out.
I can't. The current's too strong! I'm losing my grip!
No! Hold on! Help! Somebody please help! Help!
Yes, thank you, Adla.
Who is that?
Lila's older daughter. She came by to tell me that Lila delivered her baby a few hours ago, and everything went just fine. She has a healthy baby girl.
Oh, I'm sorry I missed it. But we can run over and just check on the baby.
Ah! David! He fell off the roof! Oh, there he is! David! David! Oh, no!
I slipped. I didn't realize how wet that roof was.
Oh, your wrist is already swelling up.
Oh, I can't move it. Ow!
It looks broken.
Ah, broken? No, it can't be. I need to help build the school.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Oh, but we just got here.
Yep, and you're my first patient. Come on.
Help! Matthew, hang on! Please!
Here, catch the rope. Huh? Put the loop under your arms.
Got it!
Help me pull.
Okay.
Get him close to the bank.
Almost there. The current is so strong.
I can touch bottom!
Grab onto that bush. We'll pull you up.
Okay. Are you okay?
My life flashed before my eyes. And I've spent way too much time in algebra class.
No! I thought I might lose you forever. Thank you so much.
I'd have drowned without you. What's your name?
Michael.
Oh, I'm so glad you were here.
I was sleeping in the house when I heard your screams.
Oh, if you didn't come, I...
I don't want to think about it.
Why were you in the river?
It wasn't on purpose. We saw a monkey over there, and I wanted a closer look.
That's not a monkey. That's a mongoose.
A mongoose?
Yes. I can see him from here.
Oh, well, that's disappointing.
Michael? Michael, are you okay?
Maybe you should sit down.
I'm okay.
Michael?
Well, the good news is that the x-ray shows it's a simple break. It only fractured your radius bone.
Only?
It could have been far worse. I can set the wrist and put you in a sling. That should be good enough until we get back to the States in a week.
But how am I supposed to hammer with my left hand?
Hammering is out of the question for the next 6 weeks. Nurse's orders.
But how will I help build the school?
You won't. It's a good thing you married me with all the accidents you have.
I don't know what you're talking about.
How many broken bones do you think he's had in the last 5 years? Go ahead and guess, Jessica.
Don't guess, Jessica. I'm just active, and being active means you have more chance of injury.
Whatever you say, dear. Okay, let's set that wrist.
Okay, be gentle.
Mom, this is Cece. You should have seen her on the football field.
Oh, hi, Cece.
Hello.
Dad, what happened to you?
Almost nothing, just a little fall.
You seriously need to stay off ladders. He gets hurt a lot.
Oh.
I am active, and it happens.
You ready?
No. Ouch! I said I wasn't ready.
You're never ready.
Mom, you have to help us.
Well, Olivia, what happened?
Oh, this boy fainted after he saved my life.
Saved what? Your life?
That's my brother, Michael.
All right.
Mom,
it is Michael. Calm down, everyone. Olivia, Matthew, put him down on the cot.
Okay.
Here, let me help you.
Don't use that hand, David.
Is he gonna be okay?
He's breathing, and his pulse is regular. What happened?
I fell in the river, and he saved me.
Yeah, and then we were talking to him, and he just collapsed.
Has Michael been getting worse, Cece?
Yes, he's getting weaker.
Dr. Miriam can be here in a few hours if we call. That would be faster than taking him to the hospital.
The first day in Kenya comes to a close. It was an eventful day, but everyone is back in one piece. Matthew, how are you feeling?
Well, I nearly drowned, and the boy that saved me is unconscious at the clinic. So, not very good. Can you interview someone else?
Okay, Dad, how about you? How's the wrist?
It hurts a lot. I'm sorry, honey. I'm probably not the best to interview right now.
How about you, Camilla?
I knitted a pair of pants. Next question.
All right. Maybe now isn't the time for video.
Hi, guys.
Mom!
Wait!
How's Michael?
Yeah, did you talk to the doctor?
I did. And it's not good news.
Oh, no. I'm sorry to hear that.
Michael has heart problems.
You're kidding!
They don't know yet how extensive the problem is, but something definitely needs to be done.
Will they have to do surgery?
Sometimes these things can be fixed with medication. It's not hopeless.
But it's serious.
Yes, it's serious.
Matthew?
Hi, Dad.
You've been out here alone for over an hour.
Oh. Yeah.
Worried about Michael, huh?
Yeah. And...
And... What else?
What if it's my fault?
What if what's your fault?
Michael, what if I'm responsible?
Matthew, no. No, Michael's parents said that he's had heart issues for a long time.
But he pulled me out of the river. What if that made him worse?
You are not responsible for his illness, Matthew.
I guess, but... I wish I could do something to help out. Get my mind off of things.
I know. The week's just begun. We have plenty of time left, and I'm sure that you'll wind up helping in more ways than you expect.
Not if we don't have power. I can't upgrade their computers without electricity, and I don't know how to do anything else.
I know. I know it's frustrating.
I kind of felt important coming here to help out. Now, not so much.
Sure.
sweetheart.
Oh, hi, dear. And Jessica, what are you two doing out here so late?
We just received news about Michael, and I thought you'd want to hear it.
How is he?
Well, Dr. Miriam took Michael to the hospital in the city. They had better equipment to test his condition.
Oh. And?
And it's worse than we first expected. Michael has a large ventricular septal defect.
What's that mean?
It means, honey, that Michael has a large hole in his heart.
There's a well-known saying, the best-laid schemes of mice and men often go awry. What that means is that we can plan and plan, but even the most carefully thought-out plans can turn out differently than we thought they would. That's certainly the case for the Parker so far on their trip to Kenya, isn't it? And it seems to be going from bad to worse. The Bible reminds us that many are the plans in a man's heart, but God's purpose prevails. So what is God up to in this story? The only way to find out is to listen to the conclusion next time. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Mission Unaccomplished, an Odyssey Adventure Club exclusive, was written by Kathy Buchanan and directed by Nathan Hubler. Sound design was by Jonathan Crow and Christopher Deal. And music was by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Zach Callison, Kelly Stables, Amanda Troop, Mark Evan Jackson, Michaela Dean, Kari Walgren, and Kwesi Boache. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for another Adventure in Odyssey.